This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and then we see how long we can hang on. And then I take my years of podcasting experience and I give you my first impression. And Happy New Year to y'all. This is the first podcast of 2019. And on Mondays, we bring in my co-host from Amazon.com. You know her, Alexa. Choose a country.
Here is a new and recognized country, Panama.
Alexa, pick a category.
And the winner is comedy.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 200.
Your random number between 1 and 200 is 12.
And while I go dig out a podcast, why don't you take a second to listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And I was like, what? Okay, here's what they picked. It's Lynch and Taco. Yep, Lynch and Taco. According to our good friends at Apple Podcasts, here's the description. Audio from 1011 WJRR, including Lynch and Taco's Idiotology 101. It also has sports, Scummer of the Week, and Celebrity Interviews. And then when I go into, after I've subscribed to them, it says the sports page with Mike Bianchi. But Mike is a sports columnist for the Orlando Sentinel, so it's a sports show. And their website is basically iHeartRadio. And so we're going to listen to Idiotology, and it goes a little something like this.
Weirdos, freaks, and morons. It's time for Idiotology 101 with Lynch and Taco.
Yeah, this is Orlando's rock station, 101.1 WJRR.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by JRR's Baddest Truck Competition. We'll be doing it up again this year at the Monster Jam a week from Saturday at Camping World Stadium. We need your help, though, to determine the finalists to compete the day of the show. Get over to WJR.com and
vote like starting
on
off
who
the show with
the
an advertisement.
Truck. We'll pick, like 5 finalists or so to head out there.
Yeah, everybody already submitted their photos of their truck thinking it's the baddest. So if
it's
you can,
taco.
Step up, WJRR.com, and you vote for them.
Step up.
Remember the,
and they're going to win some cash.
I'm Taco.
Remember the Idaho middle school teacher, biology teacher, who caused the big outrage when he fed the puppy to the snapping turtle in front of his class?
Oh, God.
Oh, nice.
Forget. Yeah.
I think most people were pretty much freaked out by that,
yeah.
Just a little bit.
You think?
And then, you know, there was the initial outrage, and then comes more facts of the story surrounding it, that the puppy in question was a sick puppy that was not eating and was going to die anyway. So the
not to be confused with the band.
Correct. Yes, he did not feed the band sick puppies to the snapping turtle, just the sick puppy.
Yeah, so it was an unhealthy little puppy.
That came out.
But it was still considered cruel. And then there were circles of some that said, well, that's just human nature.
I love that guy's voice.
Well, the law of the nature.
They have me sucked in, though.
Trying to demonstrate that.
Because he's going
to
say, wait till you hear about this
biology classes.
Yeah. It's the cycle of how things go.
But yeah,
I don't think it really involves dropping the puppy in there. So.
Well, he's now been acquitted. He was acquitted of any animal cruelty charges. And during the trial, some other stuff came out. Apparently, he had first unsuccessfully tried to feed the sick puppy to the python in the classroom, unsuccessfully. The python didn't want anything to do with the sick animal.
Python looked at it and goes, I don't want that sickly thing in my belly.
Exactly. So he, passed on the python passed on the puppy, so yeah. He went to plan B and tossed it into the snapping turtle tank.
God.
Picture these kids sitting there.
So the update is he's been acquitted.
He's acquitted, still has his job.
All right.
Now, is there a new guy?
Key Largo.
Okay.
Yeah, wait, I did. It took me a sec, but to get the visual of the kids, yeah, He's dangling it in the... Oh, my God. Yeah, let's move on. Ooh.
A couple racked up more than $10,000 at a Florida Keys hotel and then took off. Lee Rowe and Ashley Rowe arrested on charges of failing to pay the just over $10,000 hotel tab at the Hampton Inn on US 1 there in Key Largo. They had stayed at the Hampton on five separate occasions, October through December. The hotel manager said the Rose didn't have to provide a credit card initially because they checked in through the hotel's reward program.
Oh, yeah, so it knows who you are.
Right. Unfortunately, they had stolen someone else's rewards to check in as that couple and then proceeded to just use it and use it and use it.
And rack up the bill thinking, oh, they'll just pay their bill after.
And they hauled ass and...
it was a great plan, except it's in idiotology and they got caught somehow.
All right, couple things here. If you've ever thought Dave always has to have a show a certain way, this is not exactly like they didn't explain what the show. They did explain, and it was, you know, whatever in Taco. I always wonder who was like the first radio guy that says, "Hey, I'm not going to use my real name. I'm not going to go by Steve. I'm going to be the Bull." You know what? But here's the thing: in the middle of their story, I was going to hit stop, and I was like, "No, I want to hear what happens to the puppy." And so that's where I was like, you know what? They're telling a story. They got me hooked in. Plus, I knew they're going to say, hey, if you think the puppy guy was bad, wait till you hear about this story. So I knew that was coming up. And so the only thing I would do differently would be explain when you can listen to me, I guess. I guess if I'm Lynch and Taco, I might want to have my own website, but it's all about promoting iHeart. But all in all, it's shortened to the point. They said it was idiot time, and that's what it was. So... if you're a fan of Lynch and Taco,
then you need to go over to 10111 WJRR,
whatever it was, and check them out. If you would like your show right here, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. If you want a full review, go over to podcastreviewshow.com. That's where we go over your entire show. And if you want to start a podcast, come visit me over at schoolofpodcasting.com. This is Dave Jackson reminding you to always enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.